हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता एज इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 3 कर्म योगम टेक्स्ट नंबर 4। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवायम जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंदन श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री वासुदे गौर भक्त वृंदम। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा रामा राम हरे हरे। न कर्माणामनारम्भम् नैष्कर्म्यं पुरुषोश्नुते न च संन्याशनातीव सिद्धिं समातिगच्छति। न कर्माणामनारम्भम् नैष्कर्म्यं पुरुषोश्नुते न च संन्याशनातीव सिद्धिं समाधि कच्छति। ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद द फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस। नॉट बाय मेरली अब्स्टाइनिंग फ्रॉम वर्क कैन वन अचीव फ्रीडम फ्रॉम रिएक्शन नॉर बाय रिनाउंसिएशन अलोन कैन वन अटाइन परफेक्शन। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकायां चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रष्टाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषाशून्यवादी भाषात देशतारिणी। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विषे नमः। पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तसत्तिकम्। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुदै सुन्वन्ति दिव्यस्तवै वेदै सांकपदक्रम उपनिषत् गायन्ति यं सामगं ध्यानावस्थित तत्कदीन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनं। यशन्तं नाविदो सुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण। बै द मर्सी ऑफ श्री कृष्ण एंड बै द मर्सी ऑफ श्रील प्रभुपाद we are hearing Bhagavad Gita every day. So in yesterday's shloka Krishna talk about there are two kinds of people endeavor to attain the perfection. First kind of people is empiric philosopher who understand by analytical study, and the second kind of people is a bhakti yogi who accept Supreme Lord by performing a devotional service. So today Krishna is explaining not by merely abstaining from the work can attain freedom from the reaction, and another is explaining just by simply taking renunciation alone can attain perfection. So this means everyone should work, nobody can be without working. So just like a Newton's third law, every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. So similarly in this material world, whatever the action we perform, whenever there is action there is an equal and opposite reaction. Just like when you hit the ball on the wall, it will come back to us. So if we perform good activities, we will get the good results. If we perform bad activities, we will get a bad result. It's very easy to understand. So just like receiving the guest, this is the of dharma of every the householder life. So if any guest comes, we should receive properly. It is explained in Manu Samhita, at least if any guest comes, we should go into the doorstep. At least we go to the entrance of the house and receive them with a smile. Nowadays if you see, there is a dog comes and bark, you know, people are very afraid to come inside our house. But we have to understand that Aditi Devo Bhava. It is explained whenever the guest is comes, they are considered to be like a Deva Santiviti. Aditi Devo Bhava. So we should receive the guest with a smile. Then we should talk to them in the pleasing words. We should inquire about their family and all those things. Then we should give the seat. Then after giving the seat, we should give the water immediately. Water, then we should serve them according to our own capacity. Even if we don't have anything to serve for the guest, at least we should give water to them. So this is, there are some proper etiquette is there to receive the guest. For example, if you are not receiving the guest properly, then the Supreme Personality, Godhead, as well as the Devi, Devata, they are very, very unhappy. If they are unhappy, then we will get a bad reaction. For example, sometimes if we go to the house, some house, they will think, why this fellow came to our house? But we have to understand, the guest is considered to be Aditi Devo Bhava, as if their Devi and Devatas are coming. The Devi and Devatas, they are come in the form of the guest. So some people, they will think, oh, why these people are coming to our house? You know, sometimes they think, oh, when they will go out? You know, I can, you know, relax myself. So in this way, the people will think. But we should carefully receive the guest. Because if we fail to receive the guest, whatever the piety we have, whatever the pious activity we have, it will keep on reduced from our account. So we should receive the guest, very, very important. So Krishna explained in this sloka, there is each and every reaction, every action, there is a opposite reaction. So just like, even if you are going as a guest, for example, if you are going to someone else as a guest, and we should not expect so many things. Oh, if for example, if they are not coming out of the house to receive, we should not think these people does not know the etiquette is. They are not coming to the doorstep and receiving me. We should not expect any expectations. So whatever it comes to, whatever the service we get, we should become happy. So similarly, as well as the guest, as well as the householder, they should understand and serve properly each other. So just like, for example, if the beggar comes to our home, we should serve them at least, you know. Sometimes in village I could see many people, if beggar comes, they will say, go out. They will not give anything. But that is in Kali Yuga, unfortunately, even the beggar also, beggars are not beggar. They are actually crorepati. One day I was in Srirangam temple, one very old lady, she was saying, please give me some money. I want to eat, I'm feeling very hungry. Then I thought, okay, I took a coupon for taking prasad. Then I thought, I told this lady, I'll give the coupon, please go and take a prasadam, eat it. Because you are saying you are very hungry, so take this coupon. She said, no, I don't want this coupon, please give me money. This stupid lady, and the stupid people, because they are not hungry, they want money, they wanted to go and eat something. But they are saying very, very hungry. When we give, they are saying, no, I don't want a coupon, I don't want to eat food, I want to only money. So in this way, even nowadays, a beggar also, they are very, very crorepatis. I saw one newspaper, they mentioned that one beggar, he become crorepati. He is having bank account and crorepati. So this is the situation of the Kali Yuga. But according to our own capacity, if any beggar come to our home, we should at least give some grains, at least we should give some rice. If this fellow is very, very proud and if he is not accepting, then he will face problem. So we don't have any, we will not get any bad reactions. But if we fail to serve the beggar, then we get the bad reaction. Because after sometimes, you know, some other class we will discuss, we are getting so many things from the neighbors and so many things from others. So just by serving the beggar, we are fulfilling all the debts, the rain. We will discuss in some other time. There are five kinds of debt we have, the five kinds of loan we are having. So we will discuss some other time. So as Krishna explained in this chapter, there is a this sloka, each and every action, there is a equal and opposite reaction. So that's why some people they say, okay, there is so many reaction is coming out. So let me sit ideally without doing anything. So that is not possible, because in this world we cannot become ideal. We should work always. We cannot become ideal. So there is a very nice story in this connection. There was one king. He used to give annadan to all the people. He used to serve the prasadam to all the people, like a brahmanas and whoever comes to him. He used to serve like anything. So one time while he is serving, unfortunately one Garuda was taking a snake on his mouth. So while passing, the Garuda is passed by the king's place. While the king is serving the food to everybody, the Garuda carry the snake. From the mouth of the snake, some poison fall on the food where the king is serving. So king was not knowing, because it's fall from the sky, king is not noticed, and he served the food to the Brahmana. Unfortunately one Brahmana died. So Chitragupta in Yamapatna, he was thinking, so who is the mistake? You know, in whose account I will write the killing of this Brahmana? Because the king is serving, he is unaware that, because it's a fall from the sky, it is not his own mistake, because he did not add any poison in the food. It has happened from the sky. So it is not the mistake of the Garuda also, because the snake is the food for the Garuda. He is, you know, he is taking his own food and going in the sky. So it is not a mistake of the Garuda also. Then it is not the mistake of the snake also, because the Garuda is carrying the snake, because the Garuda is catching very tightly, the poison is coming out and fall. So Chitragupta, you know, he was confused. What to do now? In whose account I will write the killing of this Brahmana? You know, sometime in this material world, so many people are there. It is in India itself now, more than 120 crore people are there. So we can imagine how many people are there in this universe. How many there are ant is there, animal is there. Everything Chitragupta is maintaining the account. Nowadays there are in India so many money problem is going on. Many people are having many accounts. Unfortunately they don't know the password of the many account. They have to keep right and keep it. After all, we have a few accounts. And you know, nowadays we have the internet, so many passwords are there. We cannot, it's hardly anything to remember. We cannot even remember the password. But Chitragupta is very, very great. He is maintaining account of the all the people. So he is very confused, you know, whose name I should write. So after some times, another Brahmana, set of Brahmana, they were going towards this king palace to take prasadam. So that time this Brahmana does not know the route. They asked, there was one people were there on the road. They asked, you know, how to go to king's palace. We are feeling very hungry, we want to go there. We heard that this king is served every day prasadam. So this guy, he told the route. After telling the route, oh my dear Brahmana, this is the way to go to the king. But we should remember that this king, he kills the Brahmanas by giving poison. So in this way, they told like this. So immediately Chitragupta, right, okay, this is the candidate. We should write the killing of the Brahmana. Because these people, they simply blamed the king. You know, the king did not put any poison on the food and kill the Brahmana. But you know, they have criticized this king. All the whatever the by killing the Brahmana, whatever the reaction was there, all it came to them. So similarly in this material world, whatever we do, even if we criticize some people, whatever the bad things they are having, other people. For example, if I criticize somebody, if that fellow is having so many bad habits, all the bad habits will come to me, and whatever the good habit I have, it will go to them. That's why we should not criticize any people. So after that, Krishna is explaining, by just simply taking a renunciation, one will not be get perfection. Means, many people nowadays we can see, they take sannyas in this age of Kali Yuga. Simply they put a saffron cloth and they will go and here and there for the, they want to get the lot of name and fame. So sometimes we see husband and wife, they fight so much. After fighting, this husband become very fed up. He don't know what to do. He will become very, very angry, upset, and so many problem happens in the house. So he will think, you know, I used to hear, you know, so many problem is there. So I don't want to be in the part of the house. I will go to, you know, I will take sannyas. So in this way, because of the frustration, they will say, I will go and take sannyas. Then another example, if you see, there are many people, they don't get the girl for getting marriage. So what they will say, no, I am not getting girl, I will become sannyas. So whatever, because these people, there is no girl for his marriage, so he is saying, I will take sannyas. That another fellow is having so many problems with his wife, he is saying, he will take sannyas. But Krishna is saying here, not by renunciation alone, nor by renunciation alone, can one attain perfection. Because the guy who is fighting in the house and going, he did not have attachment towards Krishna and taking sannyas. Sannyas means one should have the perfect devotional service, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in this purport, Svalpam Abhyasta Dharmasya Drayato Mahato Bayat. One should have a complete devotion unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If we having a perfect devotion, then if he is taking a sannyas, then there is a meaning. He will not get deviated from anything. Because this fellow is fighting with his wife, and because this another fellow is not getting a girl for his marriage, they are taking sannyas. After that, after some time, what they will do? They don't know what to do. Because they don't have a ruchi for Krishna. Sannyas is the purpose of the taking sannyas is to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead always. So in this way, just by simply taking sannyas, there is no use. You should know, only if you have the proper devotion, then we should take sannyas. Unless one should not take sannyas. If, for example, the falsely if they take sannyas, it is a burden to the society. There is a very wonderful pastimes in Narasimha Purana, how the devotional service is much far and better. There was a one boy, he was carrying some flower and going to meet his girlfriend. So nowadays if you see, first time if they are going to meet girlfriend or to express the I love you, then they go with a lot of happiness. They take so many gifts and flowers and everything. So similarly, this boy also is very, very happy because he is going to meet his girlfriend. So he is taking a lot of flowers and going very happily. While he is going, there was a lot of rain was there. So there was a lot of rain and there was a lot of flood also. So while he is keep on going, but the flood is started increasing. One point he noticed that he is about to drown in the water. So he was thinking what to do now. So in his childhood he heard that some holy name of Krishna, Govindaya Namaha, Krishnaya Namaha, like that. So while he is drowning inside the water, he had some flower, he just threw in the air and said, Govindaya Namaha, Krishnaya Namaha. Then immediately he died and Yamadutas, they came and took to Yamraj. Then they gone through the account. Chitragupta is having account, he checked. So he said to this man, you know, you are done, you know, unknowingly you offered flower to Krishna. So you acquired some, you have eligible to go to heaven. Then you did the sinful activities, so you are eligible to go to hell also. So tell me where you want to go first. So this man, he thought, okay, I can go to heaven for some times. So let me first go to heaven. Then after going heaven, then he thought, unknowingly I offered flower to in the sky, saying Govindaya Namaha, Krishnaya Namaha, I came to this heaven. So what I will do, I will not waste time. Whatever the time, for few minutes he had in heaven. So immediately he found the flower garden and he taken all the flower and he was keep on saying Krishnaya Namaha, Govindaya Namaha, Madhusudaya Nayaka, Vishnave Namaha, Narayanaya Namaha. In this way, whatever the time he lived in heaven, he was taking a flower and simply he offered to Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Yamadutas came back and he checked this account completely. Whatever the sin was there in his account, everything is eradicated just by simply offering flower to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the power of the devotional service. So in this age of Kali, when we chant the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, when we chant the holy name and offer flower to the Supreme Lord, or whatever the small, even little service we do to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we can very easily cross all this reaction. Unless in this material world, whatever the action we perform, there will be equal and opposite reaction. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Wish you all very, very happy Pongal. Wish you all happy Sankranti. Thank you very much. Jai Shila Prabhupada ki Jai.